You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Rosa Faria. Rosa is working with the Student Exchange Program here on campus, and she has a lot of experience and a lot of neat things to tell us about what's going to be happening here on campus. There's a lot that the students and the community here can do to pitch in to help out and welcome these students. But first, we'd like to welcome you, Rosa. Thank you for being with us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me today. It's really great.
And you participated in National Student Exchange Program, so are you familiar with that program?
Yes, I'm originally from Brazil. So my husband is a professor, and I travel a lot with him. So I lived in England, I lived in the United States and Brazil. So I have a little experience with getting to know a new country, adapting, and I was always studying it every time we would go somewhere.
And so you know what it's like when you go somewhere, and especially if it's a new place, that you feel not only culture shock, you're homesick, and it doesn't matter how old you are, all of a sudden you start missing home.
Yes, and little things that we don't even think about. For example, for me, was the first time I had to do laundry in the United States, I was about to cry. Because I didn't know you have to put the softener and to dry, you have the dryer sheet, and what is that all about? So things that for us that are living here for some time or were born here, a really daily task for international students can be quite overwhelming.
And so you're talking about some students who are coming in from Brazil. And in fact, you said some are already here.
Yes. There is a program from Brazil. The government is funding their students to come to the United States. They are learning English, and they are also staying here for 2 semesters, taking classes as non-degree seeking exchange students. Right now, we have 4 students here. They are all in the engineering department. And by March, we will be receiving 14 more students. They'll be here for 1.5 years.
And you're asking the community in general and UTEP students to help out and faculty and staff. What exactly are you looking for? And you want them to do their laundry?
Not do their laundry. But help them understand what is that goes into doing the laundry. One of the things that we are doing is I've been doing some research, and international students take a lot of time adapting to the culture, to the daily tasks, and that takes time from their academic programs. So what I'm trying to do is I'm putting together a group of UTEP students that would volunteer to be mentors to these international students. Things like pick them up at the airport, help them, taking them on their first trip to the market, and show them at Albertsons or Walmart. What do you use the drying sheet? What do you use the laundry for? What is a softener? And they like rice, but how a lot of the food here is microwavable. From some countries, it's unheard of. So helping them with those daily tasks, helping them also getting acclimated to UTEP. We have always a lot of activities going on, and international students, if they don't know anyone from UTEP, that can not only tell them, oh, this is a cool, great activity, but help them getting there or tell them how to get the bus, which bus they take, how they get there, or even going with them. They end up closing their own shell and they don't mingle and they don't connect with the students. And that's what we want to help them. Get them all acclimated, all having American friends. And not only getting their life here easier by understanding what's going on, but to really learn the American culture.
What about language? Because they're going to be here, and not only are they going to be exposed to English, but also to Spanish because of we're so close to the border.
Yes, the primary goal is for them to learn English, but it's going to be something I've been living here, and my Spanish is getting better with time. So that is also something that is going to help the students. One of the things that we have been advertising to our international students is exactly the border life. They will have an opportunity to understand the American culture, but they will also get really close to the Mexican culture as well. It's almost like getting to know 2 cultures, 2 countries in 1 trip.
And at the same time, they're going to be teaching our students a little bit about their culture.
Their culture, yes. Well, one of the things that's going on with the world is the globalization. Everyone is talking about it. And most of the companies that have been hiring, one of the things they are talking about, the young professionals, is they don't know much about different cultures, and they have problems interacting with professionals from different countries. Once you start connecting and understanding a Brazilian culture or a French culture, this open our USTEP students, it's going to open their eyes and get them to better understand there are differences. What we do here is not exactly the same as being done there. And it doesn't mean that it's wrong here or it's wrong there. It's just learning to and understanding different ways of doing things.
Now, one of the things that, and I'm not sure if it affected you in any way, but when you first came to El Paso, as you saw the mountains, obviously we don't have an ocean, but a big beach, but you saw the mountains, and then you saw the mountain with Mount Cristo Rey, and you saw something that resembles a little bit of home.
Yes. And that's the thing. If the students, the international students, even from Brazil, it reminds me, I'm from Brasilia. It's a dry area in Brazil, so the vegetation is not that different from here. The climate is not that different. But I had students from Finland talking about things in El Paso that remind them home, but they only learn about it once they start going to Ritoso or doing some hiking and meeting, getting to go with our local students to some of the local best hidden places in El Paso.
What about the statue of Christ on top of Mount Cristo Rey? Because that is, from what I understand, a replica of the one in Rio
yes,
de Janeiro.
Yes, it is. And it's a funny thing because that was the first thing every time someone from Brazil comes to visit me, that's the first thing they ask me about. Oh, is that the Christ? And I tell them yes, and it resembles. And it really gives us the notion that make you feel home. There's something that's similar to what I have back there. But also how international the country is. Before I came here, I thought the only place you could find a Christ on top of the mountain would be in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Then coming here and saying, no. El Paso has something really similar to that.
Now, Americans tend to want everything right away. So fast food, fast this, microwave, do it yesterday. How is that going to affect the student as far as the culture and food-wise, as far as diet? I know that they have fast food restaurants in Brazil. McDonald's is all over the place.
Yes.
But what about the typical diet that you guys are used to?
Yeah. One of the things for the Brazilian students especially is McDonald's here is just a fast food. You have the dollar menu. In Brazil, it's luxurious restaurant. Although you have the same system, but the price is expensive. So it's not something, oh, I'm in a hurry, I don't have much money, or I'm saving some money and I don't have time, I go to McDonald's. That's not how it happens in Brazil. Brazil is all about lunch, the whole family sitting and eating together, and they have this dinner lunch as the most important meal with beans, black beans, rice, some meat, potato, salad. So one of the things I tell the students when they get here is you have to experiment the new cuisine and have to be open to that. So they feel one of the things they complain is exactly being eating by themselves. They are not quite used and they feel sad at those moments. So that's another thing that I'm hoping the UTEP students will help welcoming them and meeting them at the cafeteria. You don't have to take them out to a restaurant or cook for them, but just meeting with them for lunch so they can understand and getting to learn and identifying the benefits of eating a fast meal at McDonald's.
And which over there is really the Golden Arch Supper Club.
It is.
Yes, okay. Now, you mentioned something about the whole family eating together. And unfortunately, that is something that Americans are losing. It used to be that the whole family used to sit down and, you know, they talk about what's happening in their day and stuff like that. But because people are so busy, it's like, you know, I'll just pick something on the way home from work. I'll see you later. But what you said, you're looking for family, friends, and the fact that perhaps the Brazilian students will teach American students some of that as well.
Yeah, share some of the experience, because one of the things that I noticed that might have been lost is this idea of why I'm going to sit down and eat with my parents. I have my cell phone here, so let me go and talk to my friends. Once you're talking to a Brazilian student and he's just explaining about what he missed from home, exactly sitting down, having lunch, talking to her parents, sharing their day. Once you start talking about it with our students, it's going to be an opportunity to maybe bring it back and having our student understanding that maybe taking 10 minutes, 20 minutes away from the phone and sitting down with mom and dad and talking to them might have it benefits.
So tell me a little bit about social media in Brazil, because here, even if you have the family sitting together, each one of them has a cell phone or an iPad or a Kindle Fire, and they're sitting together, but they're not together.
Yes. In Brazil, we have the same thing. Everyone has their cell phone. Facebook is a big thing in Brazil. And iPads, iPhones. And I was doing some research in Brazil especially. They have most of the advertisement are done through apps for the phones. That's how they are identifying it. But the lunchtime, it's still the time where I'm sitting with my family and I'm eating lunch. And my phone is going to be on silence. And it's not something that's strongly imposed by parents. It's more of a natural. But if you go to a restaurant or a bar and friends are sitting together, they are all on their phones and posting what is going on and taking the pictures just to say, that's how I get in touch. I have a brother. He's 20 years old. I know all he's doing through Facebook.
You said that some of the students who are here already are engineering students. The rest of the students who are coming, are there a wide variety of majors?
From Brazil, they are going to be all engineering students. The program is for STEM areas, so biology. But now the ones that are being sent to us are all engineering. We have exchange students from other countries, and they come from business. We have students from Finland, Czech Republic, Japan, England, Slovakia, and we had Ireland last year, so in Spain this semester as well.
And we have a student here at the radio station from Venezuela.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Now tell me, as far as the students, what can they do to get involved with the Brazilian students? What number should they call? What do they need to do? Do they need to meet with you to kind of learn about the culture so that they can know what to do, what not to do? Because something, as you know, when being a world traveler, you may be used to doing in Brazil, you do it in another country, and you may offend someone.
Yes. One of the things we are doing is we have a training. All the students that want to be welcoming the international students, especially the students from Brazil, they need to meet with me, and they will be signing up for a orientation sessions. It's going to be about two sessions that will be spread out during the spring semester, where we are going to discuss how they do, how you welcome, what are the do's and the don'ts. Another thing that can be a shock is Brazilian students. They have this idea, as soon as you meet someone, you give the two kisses on each side of the cheek. I need to explain to them, it might happen, and it doesn't mean anything other than they are happy to see you. So they will have this training. The students in Brazil are also receiving this training about what to expect from the American culture. And they will all be coordinated. And they are not going to be just by themselves. They'll be also waiting for them and helping them at all times. They can reach me through my phone in that 747-6892 or through the student organization Minor Trotters. The Minor Trotters, I work closely with them, and they also have a series of programs to welcome all the international and exchange students that come to campus.
And I'm sure if they go to the UTEP webpage, they can find
the Minor Trotters there. Yes.
Okay. Once again, that number is 747-6892. That's 747-6892. We've been visiting with Rosa Faria, and she is working with the International Exchange Student Program here on campus. She is getting ready to do some orientation with UTEP students and Brazilian students. So if you would like to help out and meet some Brazilian students, call 747-6892. Rosa, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Leo.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. We had some help from Roger Indicus. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.